Healthcare workers in New Hampshire are at the center of the state's response to the coronavirus pandemic. Patients rely on them. Hospitals scramble to buy gear to protect them. And citizens laud them as heroes in this national crisis. They also face real risk. New data from the state shows that 30% of the state's coronavirus infections have occurred in those in the healthcare workforce. But what is it like to be one of those workers right now? NHPR's Jason Moon reports the experience of working on the front lines during this pandemic can be complicated.
Glenn Kimball is a respiratory therapist at one of the state's largest hospitals. We're not saying which one because he wasn't authorized to speak on behalf of the hospital. Kimball has done this job for 38 years, but he wasn't prepared for what happened last month when he came back to work after a few days off. When he arrived, he found his hospital completely transformed. The ICU was cordoned off with plastic sheets. It was chaotic. Staff were running into rooms to give updates by word of mouth. 20 minutes later, those updates would change.
It was a horrible day. I literally was shaking. I couldn't stop shaking. I couldn't focus initially on what I needed to do. And I finally realized I have to get control of this because I can't care for patients safely in this way. And I was able to do that.
Kimball called his wife, who helped calm him down. But the intensity at work only increased over the following week. The world was going into lockdown. The patients were getting really sick.
The only week that was worse for me in my life was the week that I lost a granddaughter.
For some healthcare workers in New Hampshire, this pandemic is exacting an emotional as well as a physical toll. Long hours and dangerous working conditions are coupled with moral dilemmas and complicated questions about things like duty and obligation, like this one from a nurse.
Are you willing to sacrifice your own health because of a system that failed to prepare?
That's Lisa, a registered nurse at a large hospital in the southern part of the state. We're not saying which one or using her last name because she's worried about being punished for speaking to a reporter. Lisa used to wear a new mask each time she entered a patient's room.
I've been taking care of positive COVID patients. I'm using the same N95 respirator for weeks now. You know, I don't know how that could possibly still be clean. I've bleached it, and I think I've actually inhaled some of that bleach, so not a great idea.
It's in moments like this that Lisa gets frustrated, wondering why, after years of warnings about pandemics, America's healthcare system can't offer her this basic protection. And Lisa says the availability of masks at her hospital has improved recently, but it's still not back to normal. And she knows healthcare workers are getting infected at high rates. 30% of all COVID-19 cases in New Hampshire are healthcare workers. And Lisa says that makes every day at work feel like Russian roulette.
Is today the day that I'm going to think I'm fine? I'm going to go to the grocery store and get the wonderful clerk I've seen every day for 3 or 4 years. I'm going to give it to her.
Lisa's been a nurse for about 10 years. She knows her work saves lives. So she keeps showing up. But she reevaluates that choice every day.
What do you do? You know, what's the smart thing to do? Are you stupid for running into battle without any protection? Or are you brave? Like, what is the answer to that? I have no idea.
Here's another tough question to answer from Maria Lucia Patania, a patient care coordinator at Concord Hospital.
How can I serve both my family and public health at the same time and not feel completely torn apart doing it?
Patania says her work is filled with a sense of purpose right now. But working in a hospital during a pandemic is making her personal life a lot more complicated. Patania shares custody of her children with an ex-husband. The relationship can be difficult. A court date about child support payments was scheduled for next month. Like so many other things, it's now postponed because of the virus. And now the fact that Patania is a healthcare worker has entered into the debate about whether it's safe to keep moving the kids back and forth between houses.
I work in the hospital, and that in and of itself is a stigma that, you know, everybody, you know, says, you're heroes, thank you, but don't come near me. or I don't want my children anywhere near you.
Glenn Kimball, the respiratory therapist we met earlier, is also feeling the effects of the pandemic in his family. A few weeks ago, before the state beaches were shut down, Kimball and his family went for a walk by the ocean to get some air. Kimball drove in a separate car, he wore gloves and a mask, and he kept his distance on the beach.
But at one point, my grandson was trying to come up to me, and I had to run away from him, and I felt awful because he didn't know why I was doing that. Because he kept saying, "Papa, up, Papa, up, please, Papa, please." And finally, he just got down in the sand, and he had a temper tantrum.
The distance between Kimball and his family is now more formalized. Thanks to the generosity of strangers, Kimball now lives in an RV that's parked on his front lawn. He's still searching for ways to cope with all the changes. He's talking with his wife from the RV, and he's turning up the volume on an album of hymns. And Kimball says he'll keep going to work at the hospital as long as there's protective gear for him. But if that were to change, Kimball says he doesn't even want to think about the choice he'd have to make. Jason Moon, NHPR News.